This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Pop, 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 pop to the top. Shipping, sliding, ride that rhythm.
Aaron, was that High School Musical?
What are you? My... Oh, no. You guys, we can't do an episode, please. I already know that I'm not going to be funny. I couldn't think of anything to say. Oh, no.
That's not true. You thought of the lyrics to High School Musical, kind of.
Oh, God. God, stay with me. Stay with me in this recording.
Excuse me, sir. Do you mind if I step inside and show you this brand new vacuum?
Absolutely, sir. But before you do, let me put some pants on.
Okay. Oh, hello, ma'am.
Do you mind if I dump? Pants.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were his wife.
Play along, fella. Play along. Me and my wife are in the middle of something that we can't explain, but you should be able to pick up with context clues.
I see. I've walked into some sort of role play where you're a human man and you're pants, and somehow that gets you off.
Saying the quiet part out loud, I see. Come on in.
Okay, I'm going to dump this glitter into your carpet, if you don't mind. There we go. Dump, dump, dump.
I don't mind. It'll be right at home with all the other glitter we've dumped into the carpet.
Oh, yes. There's quite a lot of glitter in here. So this vacuum here is state of the art.
Now, do you want to know why? There's so much glitter in the carpet.
Do tell.
She's the pants, and I'm the glitter. So, now you're getting it.
Okay,
makes us feel sexy for each other.
So when you play the glitter, sir, you just dump glitter on the carpet. But ma'am, when you play the pants, you pretend to be a pair of pants.
So you're following.
Can I leave, please?
I hope your vacuum's as quick as your fucking wit.
I can't get the door open.
That door don't open.
But I just came through it.
It's a one-way door.
Oh, no.
I bet you've sussed it out, audience. We're a thruple, and this whole thing is a sex thing. Whole thing is a sex thing.
Whole thing was a sex scene. The vacuum salesman was in on it the whole time.
And I'm the glitter.
So that's our pilot idea. Do you
that's
guys
our pilot
like
idea.
It?
So CBS, yes. Will you
or
air this?
No.
Because you did air that sitcom with, what's his name, as a bowler. He's like a bowling guy, and he says, what's that called?
Shit My Dad Says?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who's the bowler? Is this based on Kingpin with Bill Murray?
No. Who's the comic who's like pretty tall? He used to be in Chicago. Real tall guy.
Is it Kingpin with Bill Murray?
No.
Tall guy who used to be in Chicago.
Yes. And he's known for like being a clean comic. Like he doesn't really curse. And I think he's fairly religious.
Jim Gaffigan? He's Catholic.
No. Who's
no, but
that
he's from
guy?
Indiana. He's a tall... Ross Kimball?
No, I love Ross Kimball. This guy had a TV show on HBO, and it's called Crashing, maybe?
Pete Holmes.
He has a new sitcom where he bowls, and that's the sitcom.
Good for him getting that CBS money, baby.
I did see that. I saw the trailer for that. Did that ever come out?
Must have.
I think it did.
Yeah, why not?
Well, how is everyone doing? Be honest.
Well, little less good now that I know that they really did make that show and it wasn't just like a bad dream that I had.
He's making money, And we haven't seen it. It could be good.
Aaron, are you dating Pete Holmes?
No, I'm just saying. I don't know.
Aaron's out in LA trying to keep her options open.
No, you know what I'm trying to do?
She's not about to say, like, fuck you to this, like,
I'll say fuck you to everybody. I'm never going to be on TV. But you know what I am trying to do? Not what? Die on weird hills anymore. I die on too many hills, and so I have to be more particular about the hills that I die on.
That's true.
And that's our show, CBS Do You Like It? So the pilot is basically three people. Two of them start to talk shit about someone. The third refuses to, and they say they won't die on that hill. The name of the show is King of the Die
King
on
of the Hill.
Hill.
Yep.
And CBS, Pete Holmes, is attached to not talking about the project or not answering our calls. He is very attached to not answering our calls.
I get it. So my weekend was fine. And I went to a bar that was an outdoor bar. And then I went to the bathroom, and there were girls.
Outdoors?
Outdoor
or
bathroom.
This has been answers to questions no one asked.
And the girls in the bathroom were having a discussion. They were strangers to each other. And the girls in the bathroom were having a discussion about what color aura the two of them have. So I heard these two women meet each other and then immediately start talking about each other's aura.
Sure.
And one girl said the other girl's aura was yellow, and she got emotional in her voice. And she said, you have no idea what that means to me. And I thought, wow, this is a part of humanity that I missed a lot when we were in a complete lockdown. I forgot about how quickly women can become soulmates to each other in a bathroom.
I always forget. I will say, Aaron, that's a fascinating story. And But no one asked. I am always surprised and shocked to remember so many people.
Chakra.
Thank you. Look at my birthday.
Nope.
I'm always shocked and surprised that so many people, when I leave the house and go out into the real world, I forget how obsessed so many people are with astrology. So I'll be out grabbing a cup of coffee or something, and someone will be like, oh, he was a total Taurus, and I wish he was an Aries. And I'll hear that constantly, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess this is a pretty big thing that steers a lot of people's relationships to some degree. It's very interesting to me, because I have zero, I care nothing about it. I don't believe in it. I feel like We as a people have created the construct of time and years and months. And so to me, it's just interesting. I mean, I guess there is like a lunar calendar or like the stars aligned to some degree, but it's just interesting
to
me.
Are you going to say it or am I going to say it? Because Adel, very Gemini of you.
That's a real Gemini thing to say, Adel. Woo!
Aaron, do you believe in astrology?
Well, you know,
in a young girl's heart.
I think honestly, the moon and the planets are doing something.
Sure.
So I don't think it's any less ridiculous than, say, Scientology or other religions.
That's weird hell to die on. Okay. I guess you don't want to be in a Mission Impossible movie, Aaron.
I guess I won't be in a Mission Impossible movie. Although I would be great. So give me a shot.
Give her a shot, Hollywood. I do believe in astrology. I am a Scatatarius, which
Scatatarius.
You play with
shit? I believe I'm a poop sign. I'm a poop rising because I will not hire a plumber. I could do it myself.
If I were to believe in astrology, I think that I'm probably a Dark Knight rising. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. Yeah.
I make a lot of pencils disappear. No, that was, wait, which one was that?
That was, I think that was just the Dark Knight.
A Sagittarius values independence and the ability to do what they want when they want, above all else. They are adventurers. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that perfectly describes a Sagittarius. They have those big plates on their back. They were one of the biggest dinosaurs, but they kind of did their own thing.
Yeah, but they were vegetarians, complete vegetarians.
They are adventurers, risk takers, and have a sharp business and sports mentality.
And what about a Taurex?
Doesn't say.
It says the Ford Taurus was a dependable mid-model.
It's insane to me. This reminds me. It is insane to me that the Ford Taurus went the way of the dinosaurs because that's the car I've seen most on the road my entire adult life. I'm 40 years old. I've been on this earth for 40 years. I've seen more Ford Taurus vehicles than any other car in my life, but it got discontinued like 10 years ago or something, 12 years ago.
Yeah, the Ford Taurus in my mind was just like a classic staple car of my childhood.
I'm not listening. I'm reading about Sagittarius. If this was such bullshit,
classic,
then why would your soulmates, your list of soulmates, GPC, be Leo, Aquarius, Aries, and Libra? And Mariah is a...
He's too old for Leo.
Well, yeah, at this stage, Leo don't want me anymore. 7 years ago, though, ooh, I would have been all over Leo. Mariah is a January. What's that?
Yeah, but what... Capricorn? Is she, I think she's
Capricorn.
A,
Capricorn.
She's, oh, well then, never...
It's all turned to dust in your mouth.
You're a Gemini, Adel?
I'm a Gemini,
you're,
yeah.
You're not safe. You're not safe here.
You know what?
Everybody's getting roasted.
Everybody's good. Here's what I'll say. I was a Gemini, but then at some point, maybe around the time the four tours got discontinued, didn't they shift the months or something?
No, yeah, but like that was people born from that time of the shift.
I see. Because at some point they pulled a weird fucking move where they're like, actually, you're a this, not a that.
Playful and intellectually curious. Gemini is constantly juggling a variety of passions, hobbies, careers, and friend groups. They are social butterflies.
Nope.
They are quick-witted.
Adel's a social dead moth.
Yeah, I'm an indoor mosquito.
I'm an indoor mosquito.
And you buzz between happy and sad.
Am I a bug? There's a lot of insect terminology.
And your soulmates are Aquarius and Libra.
Gemma is March 28th. Do you know? I don't know. I think that might be an Aries. Aries.
Well, isn't wrong. You're with the wrong people.
Aaron, what are you?
Fine. I'll read about me, even though
Which
I'm mysterious.
Are you?
I do know that my Chinese zodiac, I get to be a dragon. And I always thought that was really cool because some of them are like sheep and rat and stuff like that.
I'm
and
dog,
I get to be a dragon.
Which is, dog is fine, but
dog
there's
fine.
Cooler ones out there.
Yeah, dragon for what?
Dragon for one. And dragon, I think dragon's like the big one. Like that's supposed to be you're the luckiest.
Yeah,
it's
very funny to have like the Chinese zodiac where it's like, okay, so you get to be a dragon. It's like, what are you? It's like you're. Yeah, I guess
rabbit.
You're just food for the dragon.
Hamster.
Everybody's food for this dragon. This dragon has to grow big.
I'm bold, creative, determined, mysterious, mythical, and passionate. But I'm not too proud to read my weaknesses. They'll hold a grudge forever. Scorpios are expert grudge holders who aren't quick to forgive or forget. They don't like being played or betrayed, so if it happens, they're liable to hold it against the person for the rest of time. Once
Wait
a traitor,
a minute.
Always a traitor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
JBC, here's what's going on. I just pulled up the New York Times review for Pete Holmes' new sitcom, and I quote, New York Times calls this new sitcom bold, creative, mythical. Pete Holmes is...
okay, so we found out what's happening here, and although I haven't quite put it together yet, I definitely will by the end of the episode.
And I suppose I should be with a Virgo or a Taurus. So,
and what is what's Sean?
Who's to say? Pisces? Pisces, Aries,
You're to
cusp?
Say. So what is it? Is there something where the three of us, the R3 signs... Is there something you can look up to see if we are supposed to be hosting a podcast together?
Yeah, this is a riddle podcast, by the way. So sorry.
We're not, to be clear, we are not sorry about not getting to the riddles. We're sorry that you're listening to a riddle podcast.
Aaron, we had it until you called it out.
All right, I'm going to look up Scorpio Gemini friendship compatibility. Okay. Oh, uh-oh.
Wait, JPC
Paywall.
Scorpio?
Paywall. I'm a Scorpio.
A Gemini.
No,
Scorpio.
I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius.
Well, we're gonna get to you in a second. A Gemini Scorpio friendship is certainly not impossible, but it's not exactly going to be a cakewalk.
I would describe your friendship as not impossible.
Well, also, I don't like cakewalks, so this is good news.
Adel, Scorpio facilitating growth and transformation for the Gemini.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my goodness,
Aaron, I really needed to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're welcome. We're good at working together and forming a team to do whatever it takes, and we succeed. I guess we're good coworkers.
Oh,
that's great. I'm gonna look up Sagittarius Gemini friendship,
that's
and then I'll
so
do
funny.
Some riddles.
To be like, do these two people work together? Well, they're good at working together and forming a team. It's like, cool. That's great. Perfect.
Gemini
that's exactly
and Sagittarius make incredible partners, be it friendship, love, or marriage. Although their natures are slightly contrasting, Gemini and Sagittarius is highly rated. The credit largely goes to the Sagittarius. I wish I hadn't read that part out loud. I'm sorry, Adel.
But it also sounds like, Adel, we could have a pretty kick-ass marriage.
Ooh. I do think a lot of this seems like self-fulfilling, where it's like, if I was dating a Cancer, read a horoscope, and it was like, Gemini and Cancer don't mix, and then I break up with that Cancer, I can't then 2 years later be like, it didn't work out. Isn't that just how the horoscope said? It's like, well, I took action based on the horoscope.
Don't come at me if this is not the way that it is, but I believe from my limited interactions with this that it is the way that it is, and I don't think Capricorns and Sagittariuses really get along, and Mariah's a Capricorn and I'm a Sagittarius, but there are like little things where like, yeah, but this is something that they do, and Mariah's always like, this is like us, and I'm like, yeah, but the other things is that we don't get along. Like, come on, we gotta
you
know
see,
that.
You see what you want to see.
Yeah.
It sounds like the strength of your friendship is that you solve problems quickly and can forgive each other easily. And I think that's really lovely. And I'm the one holding grudges in the corner. And then let's see. Sagittarius.
Aaron, put down that copy of The Grudge.
I won't. I'm too scared to watch it, but I like to hold it.
I like to know where it is at all times.
That actually makes me feel better if I know where it is. Where is it? It's in the DVD player. I'm watching it. No!
We are quite compatible as friends, JPC. It can be rocky at first, but it develops into a good friendship over time.
Skip to the good part. Do we fuck? Do we ever fuck? I gotta know.
No. No.
Thank God.
This is all
that would ruin my marriage. Yeah.
This is like verbal Rorschach.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you shouldn't be compatible, but sometimes you are. Or the reverse is like, you are worse enemies unless there's a breakthrough. It's like, it's all right in the middle. It's all skating that middle line.
I would say that this is when Kevin Spacey auditioned for Watchmen. Verbal Rorschach. But we get it, right? I mean,
and
it's not good.
Thank God he wasn't in that.
Yeah, not good, but we get it. We get what the joke is. Sure.
Sagittarius men can be quite blunt, and passionate female Scorpios can be a bit too secretive at times with their abundance of feelings.
Damn, dude.
Wow.
Scorpio women open up to Sagittarius men.
Scorpio women!
They have to soften their words with each other. That's their advice to us.
Oh,
anyways, wow. I have some riddles that our listeners submitted.
Sure.
So let's get to it. Sorry.
Aaron, can I try softening my words to you?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is my attempt at softening my words.
Yes.
Butter pillows. Feather butter pillows. Pillow butter feathers.
I love it.
Was so you good? Turn into Will Forte?
I guess so.
Well, now we have an episode title. Butter, welcome to Pillow Butter Pillows.
Feather Butter Pillows. My name is Will Forte. Feather Butter Pillows.
I wish.
These are from Cat, and we can use their name.
Should we say meow when you say cat, or is that
not spelled like that kind of cat? And I have some homemade riddles and puzzies for you. Okay. I really enjoy the show. It's helping them at their job. But they're only on episode 124, so it's going to be a while before you hear this, Kat. You might never even get to hear your riddles, which would be very
Aaron.
Sad. Sorry!
How dare you? What are you saying?
I'm sorry.
Wow. So that means that Kat will eventually hear this riddle, but where they're listening now, are they 124? Are they in the year that we like riddles? Because that year's over. Because we don't have to like riddles anymore.
Even worse, I think they're like beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, no. Cat, run!
We could be in the year of the dog.
Okay, so these are probably some warm-up riddles.
Year of the
monkey. Some of these might be better than others, but the format is simple. The answer is a two-word item, and the clues are phrases that describe the individual words in the name. For example, the answer to knowledge that guides to the solution to a problem or mystery, plus another word for the staff of a ship or boat would be?
Brain GPS or.
Yes, Saddle, yes.
Here's what's going on with me right now. Aaron, as you were reading that, I was like, this is eighth period, seventh, eighth period. I'm done with the day. I'm not learning anymore. I am making paper airplanes in the back of class. I am just throwing the paper airplanes, and I don't care what happens to them. So that's the energy that I'm approaching solving these riddles.
Joke's on you, because you're in physics, and you just got an A for that paper airplane.
Cool.
And, sweetie, can I just say, as a school nurse, eighth period, you need to go home and see a doctor.
All right. So it's Clue Crew, because it's knowledge that guides to the solution of a problem or mystery to another word for the staff of a ship or boat.
Oh, Clue. Wait. Crew. I get the setup.
Okay, I was thinking staff is in an or, and it's the staff is in the clientele.
You shall not pass.
The clientele ownership, yes.
I came up with all of these on the job, and if you need a hint, keep in mind that, and then actually I'm not going to tell you that hint unless you need it.
Oh, no.
Okay. Save it. I don't need it yet.
Mm-hmm. Delicious mold that may make some people get upset stomachs.
Okay.
Plus, what you do with a cigarette or the name of a magic dragon.
Shroom butt.
Penicillin puff.
Yeah, penicillin is delicious.
Mommy, I'm sick. Can I please have some more penicillin?
We have a burnt brioche bun with a bit of penicillin on top. Enjoy.
Who ate all the goddamn penicillin? I just bought a jar of penicillin down at the market.
Delicious. I will say, as a kid, I used to eat all the Flintstone vitamins. I don't know if you had those in your house.
Oh, yeah.
They
were
so tasty.
My son only eats locally sourced penicillin. Okay. Delicious mold that may make some people stomach.
Cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
And
cheese puff.
Yes.
Oh, a cheese puff. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Every plant needs a strong foundation, plus a drink that doesn't taste nearly as good as frat boys make it seem.
Root beer. Stalk your pepper.
Yes. I cannot tell a lie. This is the tastiest fruit. Plus, the leader of the Powder Puff Girls.
Apple.
The boy who cried wolf blossom.
Apple blossom.
Damn it. Oh, no. Blossom wasn't the leader.
I've never seen Powder Puff Girls.
No, okay. you have the right idea. So who chopped down a cherry tree?
George Washington.
George Washington Bubbles.
Yeah, so it's cherry.
Cherry blossom.
Cherry
yes.
blossom, okay.
Who's the third Powder Puff Girl that I'm forgetting?
Mojo Jojo.
Buttercup.
Buttercup. Yeah, Bubbles isn't one of them.
Bubbles. Buttercup.
Okay, we got there.
Okay.
A word to encompass the whole of something. I would like to see a scene, actually.
Damn it.
The three of us are the Powder Puff Girls.
Okay.
Is it Powder Puff or Power Puff?
What did I say?
I've never seen the show, so I don't know.
Did I say powder?
I will settle this.
It's power.
I said powder.
Okay.
Now, do you want to see a scene where we are the Powder Puff Girls or the Power Puff Girls?
So Powder Puff, and Aaron, before you decide, Powder Puff is slang for doing cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see a scene where we're the Powder Puff Girls, please.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
Scene. Who are we going to fight? Who are we going to fight? Who are we going to fight?
Scene. We all did it. We all did the nose thing.
I just talked about astrology, and then we did one scene that was just a sniff. This has got to be our last episode ever, right?
Hey, I got to say, I think I fucked up one of my eardrums when I did that big sniff. I think I did a big sniff too hard.
I don't know how, but I have swimmer's ear. Okay, a word that encompasses the whole of something, plus a bread product that gets its distinctive texture from having a nice hot bath before it's baked.
Description French toast?
Well, that's good.
Definition.
So
toast.
There's
definition.
There's swimmer's
dip.
Ear. There's tennis elbow. Are there any other like sport body part?
Golf balls?
Lacrosse knees.
The final golf.
Lacrosse legs.
Lacrosse face, because lacrosse face is when you have a punchable face.
Yeah. Cricket neck.
Cricket neck.
What else?
I don't know, man. You should have saved golf balls.
Racquetball butthole.
A word that encompasses the whole of something, plus a bread product that gets its distinctive texture from having a nice hot bath before it's baked.
Does the ass encompass the whole?
Ooh.
No.
It's not ass.
Also, JPC, I forgot to mention, I one time had to go home from school sick with swim fan.
I wanted to watch that movie.
So badly.
I'm a fan of swim fan.
A word that encompasses, what was it again? A word that encompasses the whole of something?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be a descriptor, a definition, a...
No, if we're
overall,
talking about... All things in the world.
Everything? Everywhere? Mm-hmm. All at once?
Everything.
A phylum, a family?
Oh, everything?
Mm-hmm. And
oh,
then
it's everything.
Bread product.
Bagel.
Yes, everything bagel.
Oh.
Yes.
I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
You two are some bagels in a bath.
Okay.
Having a nice hot bath.
Okay.
Oh, my back is killing me. My back is absolutely killing me.
This, I needed this. I needed to soak
boy.
Today.
Oh, oh boy. Hey, Sesame, God. Sesame, can you pass the butter, please?
Okay, Garlic, I'm only doing this because you asked me to do this.
Come on, come on.
You said I had to cut you off. Garlic, you said I had to cut you off at a certain point, and you've had a lot of butter today. This bathwater is almost all butter.
I'm feeling so hot, I just want to, you know, I want to rub it on before before I get stale.
What about a little schmear? What if I give you a little schmear just to tide you over?
Okay, okay.
Okay?
All right. Here, okay. let me cut myself in half. Oh, yeah.
Not all the way. Okay, leave a little connection.
And let me just splay myself open. Yeah, get some in there.
Okay. Let me get my knife out.
Oh, yeah. Slower, slower.
Okay.
Schmear slower.
Hold on, I'm gonna wipe it back the other way because there's a little bit of schmear. Somehow they got schmear on the other side of the knife by wiping it across you with that side. So flip it.
All right.
Oh yeah. There we go.
Now just toss on some lox.
What am I made of money?
Well, do me a favor, I'll pay you back.
Oh, you'll pay me back.
Come
the
on.
Garlic bagel is gonna pay me back.
Sesame, I'm good for it. Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What can
You're
I do
good
for you,
for
huh?
It. What's that?
What can I do for you, huh? You want me to kill someone?
Well,
you want me to jerk you off?
Come on.
Whatever.
I want you to kill someone. Now, would it kill you to put some sausage, egg, and cheese inside of me?
Disgusting. That goes inside a croissant or a potato roll. It does not go inside a bagel.
Can I tell you something? I'm a brioche bun.
What?
I put sesame seeds on a brioche bun, but baby, I never been a bagel.
What?
I'm a brioche bun.
What did I just learned today? Earlier today, late last night, 2 a.m. this morning, I just learned that ciabatta was invented in like 1987.
Wow.
what a weird day you had, buddy.
All right, gun to your bagel hole.
Yeah.
What is the difference between a bagel and a bialy?
Bialys are flatter, right?
I don't know. I'm asking you, tough guy.
And there's no such thing as a bagel stock in bloom. The producers.
I'm allergic. So I can't.
Not to bagels. Aaron's just allergic.
I'm just allergic to this conversation.
I thought bialys were just like kind of flatter, maybe?
I don't know.
I really don't know.
I truly don't know the difference. I went to a place called the New York Bagel and Bialy, and I got a bialy sandwich, and then I got a bagel, and I could not tell the difference between the two of those things.
That place is fantastic. Black and white cookies. Usually in the fridge are very good, and then they also sell my favorite drink, which is the cherry. It's like Dr. Brown's cherry cola, which is like the best drink of all time.
Can I tell you, I had a very weird interaction there because I placed an order online. I called in an order because they don't do online orders. So I called in an order and then I went to pick it up and there was a line around the block. Like it was a long line.
Very popular.
And
place.
I walked up to the door and there was a guy standing outside, like waiting to go in. And the first guy to the door, and I went up to him and I said, hey, are you picking up an order or? No, yeah. I said, are you picking up an order or placing an order? And he goes, we're all just placing orders. And he said it like there's no such thing as picking up orders. Yeah. And I was like, oh. And then I like went in front of him and he like moved to like try to like block me from going in the door. And I just went in the door, grabbed my bagels off the counter and then like walked out. And he was and when I walked out, he was not looking at me at all. He was like looking down and at his phone. But I was like, what the fuck kind
of? You must have been so embarrassed.
Insane energy.
An insane energy of like, hey, we're all waiting here, guy. I don't care if you call the head and know something I don't. We're all waiting.
That place is great. Go to Kaufman's. That's the best place in Illinois for bagels.
In Illinois for bagels?
Yeah, go to Kaufman's. It'll blow
you're
out.
Telling me not just Chicago, but all of rural Illinois with all their dipshit people can't make a better bagel. Look, it's mostly dipshit people there.
Let's be honest.
All right, let's do one more.
Yes.
I couldn't participate in that because I'm allergic.
Yeah. That's sad.
Japan's parliament, or in science, what you call the eating habits of an animal, plus the shortened name of a drug derived from the leaves of a cocoa plant.
Mm.
Okay. Leaves of a cocoa plant.
Yeah, we did that in unison. Yay. Okay.
Japan's parliament, or what is it? When a dinosaur eats an animal?
This is going to be easier for you.
Yes.
What you call the eating habits of an animal.
Diet.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Just for the taste of
put
it.
Them together.
Diet Coke.
Yes.
Diet Squirt.
And now I can admit to you that Kat works at a grocery store. Thank you, Kat.
So they just walked up and down the aisles and then reverse engineered stuff, snacks they saw.
Kind of fun. Thank you so much for listening, Kat. I hope that you make it to this episode and you get to hear your riddles. Let's go on such a quick break. So quick, I promise.
Kat, don't go anywhere except, do listen to the commercials.
And we're back.
Wow.
Are we?
Yeah, we can.
Holy shit, we're back so fast.
Whoa.
Huh.
Wow. I got whiplash from how fast we were back.
Not my tempo. Sorry, that's not my Ford tempo. Is this your car? Can you move it?
I'm sorry, this is my Taurus.
Not my Taurus.
Doing the little hand section, little hand symbol. Not my Taurus. I don't like Miles Teller. I don't. I'm not going to like Miles Teller. There's nothing you can say.
JPC did so much coke this episode. We're so sorry, you guys. He's really on one.
Well, let's take, Aaron, if I may. I'm not the host this episode. I'm not Old Man Puzzles. Let's take a bit of a longer
break. JPC, Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hey, Powderpuff Girls, it's me. I think your dad or the scientist
who
built you.
Yeah, what do you need?
Listen, someone went into my room and there's a certain thing I kept under my bed and all of it's gone. Do you know what might have happened to it?
Oh, no, so it's all gone?
Little monkey bones?
No, I'm buttholes. I'm a perfect clone. I'm a perfect clone.
I don't think you're a perfect clone of whatever you think you are.
No, I'm a clone of Bubbles.
Listen.
Yeah, Dad, this is Buttholes, a perfect clone of Bubbles.
Okay, well, where is Bubbles?
She had to go, she has, it's court-appointed anger management therapy. Huh. So I'm going to be filling in every second Wednesday. I'm Buttholes, I'm the same.
Okay, stop saying it. Well, I'm going to go on vacation. Can you girls handle the city, I guess, or whatever?
Do you need to give me a clone? I get you a clone. I get you a clone.
What was that era was like? Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack, baby.
Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls, baby.
What else was on Cartoon Network?
Dragon Ball Z reruns.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Dexter's Laboratory, baby.
And they all
baby.
Have a similar art style, right? I feel like it's a very similar vibe.
Yeah, Dexter's Laboratory and Powerpuff Girls, I felt like, was it maybe like a similar like color palette too?
No.
Yeah.
I never watched any of them, but I was aware of them because I would watch Dragon Ball Z on Cartoon Network.
God, love that Dragon Ball Z. I think my little brother liked Samurai Jack maybe someone I knew in high school liked Samurai Jack.
I hear it's good.
I never really was able to watch cartoons because they give me headaches.
Huh. Yeah. So, Simpsons?
The Simpsons! No, but I just... I could just listen to that opening. So I'd always listen to cartoons.
Okay.
Aaron, what about you? Are you allergic to cartoons?
Yeah, I'm allergic to cartoons. Well, I was going to say, I understand that. Cartoons and video games make me feel motion sickness in my brain and my head. You know, brain and my head.
Do you ever get lotion sickness, Aaron?
Yeah, when I put on way too much lotion.
Let me, can I?
And then I slip and fall down the stairs, and then I feel sick.
You have a concussion. Let me run a scenario about you, Aaron. You take a look at some lotion that is that you keep by your sink that sometimes you put on your hands after you're done washing dishes to kind of rehydrate them in a way. And you take a look at the back of the lotion. You don't even know why you're doing it. It's just kind of an off the wall. Hey, I'm going to take a look at the back of this lotion. And you just see something you can't unsee. It said it expired in 2016. Now, this bottle is still half full. Do you keep the lotion or do you throw it out knowing that it has been expired for, I want to say, 6 years?
JPC, I throw it out so fast that I'm trying to go, like, turn back time.
Gotcha.
I am so trying to not live in that moment of the disgust of that. That yep. I'm moving faster than lightning.
You don't do one more pump just to make sure, just to get a little goodbye to be like, this is fine lotion. I will throw it out, but I will prove to myself that it's still fine.
I am throwing it out and then hitting myself super hard in the head so it leaves my brain.
Aaron, you also said you're allergic to cartoons. Weren't you married to Launchpad?
We weren't married. We were
having fun.
We were having fun.
Aaron, I do want to see a scene. You're Aaron Keefe. JPC, you are a fairly well-known cartoon character, and the two of you are on a date, and Aaron, you're trying to get out of it any way you can.
Well, this is me.
Gore, should we get dessert?
See?
Come on.
The episode of short scenes. I love it. That was amazing.
This is Robert Altman's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Okay. Aren't you going to ask me up? Gorsh.
Ew. Okay. So these come from Dan C. He, him. Thank you so much for sending us these riddles, Dan. Hi, Clue Crew.
I'll thank you at the end, Dan, if I deem the riddles appropriate.
Inspired by a before and after runway challenge on RuPaul's Drag Race, I've decided to curate a list of some for you guys to figure out.
Okay.
So remind us how this works.
I will.
Is there an example?
Yes. So the Golden Girl did a dirty but catchy duet with Meg Thee Stallion.
The Golden Girl did a dirty duet with Megan Thee Stallion. Blanche Dubstep Bois.
Think of another Golden Girl.
Okay.
Okay.
Rose?
No, it's the actress.
Bea Arthur?
Mm-hmm.
Bea Arthur...
What's the other one? Bea Arthur?
No, you got Bea. It's Bea Arthur.
I don't
know
any
Megan
Thee Stallion songs.
Well, you do. The one that she does with a very famous rapper.
Bea Arthur WAP.
No,
Bea Arthur...
The rapper name comes before.
Wap Arthur. Wap B.
Yep, but who else sings?
What? Wet Ass B. Arthur.
Who else sings?
Oh, Cardi B. Arthur.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
We got it. That's the
example. Wait. The answer is Cardi B. Arthur?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I get it.
So,
yes.
Aaron, just for clarification, in that instance, I believe Golden Girl came first in The Clue?
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter what
It doesn't
order.
Matter. Okay, okay.
You just combine two things.
I got it.
This past season of Drag Race, the All Winners, was so good, and I enjoyed it so much.
Maybe the best season yet.
Loved the format.
Yes. I swear to God, I thought I was hearing a clue. I was listening to Aaron say that, like,
sorry.
I was like, this past season of Drag Race was so good. I'm like, what the fuck kind of clue is this?
I won't spoil it in case anybody's running very behind, but the winner of this season is my all-time favorite drag queen. Gemini is both.
Same.
And
same.
I think the only thing that could have made this season better is to not replace anyone, but to add Alyssa Edwards, and then it would have been the perfect season.
Mm-hmm. I will say, the second half of the season had some of the hardest crying moments I've ever had on a TV show. Monet Exchange does something that I get goosebumps just thinking about. And some of the best everything, the best version of everything is in this season. I cannot recommend it enough. So okay, anyways.
I can't watch because I'm allergic.
No, so. You're not.
I am. Too many feathers.
She quit being a spy for Charlie so she could have a little Monica in her life and some Erica by her side.
Okay.
She quit being a Charlie's Angel.
Mm-hmm. So she could have a little bit of Monica in her life.
I do not know.
Lou Bega Cameron Diaz.
Come on.
Lucy
Lou Bega.
Yeah.
What?
Lou Bega Cameron Diaz. Perfect. Thank you. He not only uses chairs in the wrestling ring, but he also sits in them sensually without underwear on. Like from a movie.
Hulk
Hogan from a movie.
I think this is my favorite.
Sharon Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yay! Isn't that so good?
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Dealing with her co-hosts on The View is like playing chess with the Russians.
Whoopi Goldberg.
This one's kind of hard. This actress is amazing from
The View? An actress from The View?
No, the chess.
Oh,
with the Russians.
This is the
so chess is Queen's Gambit,
mm-hmm,
yeah,
and her name is Anya Taylor Joy.
Mm-hmm. And then you add the last name
Behar.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Wait,
Anya Taylor Joy Behar. Joy
okay,
Behar is
okay.
The view.
Yeah.
She looks like Pam Anderson, but has the voice.
Oh wait, Aaron, I'd like to see a scene.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Pardon me.
Hey, JPC, real quick, dead stop.
Yeah.
If you're about to make Aaron the Queen of England and me Gambit, I am walking away from the podcast.
Enchanté. I guess I play Gambit. No, Aaron, how's your Joy Behar impression?
Terrible. I don't know.
Great.
I haven't heard her speak in a while.
What? Okay, so hold on. I'm sorry, Adel. Pre-scene. So what do we know about Joy Behar?
Is she pregnant?
Thank you.
I know nothing. Is she an
actress?
She's
like the liberal one.
She's older.
Yeah, but she's like old Democrat, so she's still like, not in touch.
Joy Behar.
Can we just try, Aaron, like try her accent? Maybe just try to get into it a little bit?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm ready.
Okay, I was saying, okay, so that's it. So Aaron's ready. So Aaron,
is that what she sounds like?
I guess so. Aaron is going to be playing Joy Behar, which is a horse with peanut butter in its mouth. Aaron is Joy Behar. Joy Behar has made it to the finals of the Russian chess competition. Mm-hmm. Adel, you are a Russian chess player, and you are trying to play like mind games during this match with each other.
I have to say, I'm very disappointed to see you in the finals. I thought as an American, you would not even be in the competition.
Oh.
Scene.
You ski.
No.
Yes.
You never intended to do a Joy Behar impression.
Me?
Jacuse.
Casey's video is off right now, but I guarantee you he's grinning ear to ear and rubbing his hands together because this is going to be the easiest episode ever for him.
Casey's going to get off and Mike Mignall from across the hall is going to be like, Casey, how's the editing going for that episode? And he's like, perfect. I only need yakety sex. I need 4 seconds of Yakety Sax, and that's going to get me through the whole edit.
You just use Yakety Sax. Thank you.
Casey, please, 4 seconds of Yakety Sax. I don't think we can get sued if it's just 4 seconds.
No, and that's a hill I would die on. Benny Hill.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's also so fun because now you know, because Yakety Sax has been playing throughout the whole episode, but now you know why. It's because of this moment. So you're hearing the, the birth of it, but you will have been experiencing it already. Did so that's interesting.
I wish to Christ, I wish to God that a modern day artist would be brave enough to sample Yakety Sax in a song that releases soon. I would love
that. Amen. It's me, God. Can you pray for more important shit?
It's me, God. You know that Yakety Sax song you were looking for? Listen to this.
This is a few months old, even by the time, even while we're recording it. But did you guys see that like based Hugh Grant moment where it? I think it was around the time when old what's his fuck was getting fired. Boris Johnson was getting fired, and the Tories were supposed to come. They were like in front of Parliament, and they were supposed to come out there and like talk about what was going on. And Hugh Grant tweeted at some protester to be like, "You should play Yakety Sax as loud as you can, so all the Tories are forced to give this interview talking about this parliamentary procedure with Yakety Sax going on in the background." And then they did, and it was fucking hilarious.
That's
like a Tory just trying to keep it together. Well,
it's perfect. I sent that video to my dad, and I went, "I'm so glad we were alive at the same time as this happening."
It was even funnier that it was fucking Hugh Grant, who was pretty based on Twitter, by the way, who was going after them.
Okay.
Does he tweet like he talks?
Fucking romantic.
Whoopsie daisies. All right, let's do a few of these from of these from Dancy. Dancy. He's Dancy. Ignore me.
Dancy queen.
She looks like Pam Anderson, but she has...
Pam Anderson.
She looks like Pam Anderson, but she has the voice of an evil cyborg.
Oh, I thought you said Eagle Cyborg, and that's a scene I want to see. But I know it'll just be a coke snort.
You don't know that? Have a little faith.
She looks like an evil cyborg. She looks like Pam Anderson.
She looks like Pam Anderson.
Carmen Electra.
Who played Pam Anderson in a TV show recently?
Shit. I don't know the person. I know that there was a show.
Yep,
was
you got it.
Pam
Lily...
and Tommy. Alan.
Collins.
James.
Lily James. Lily James Marston. Lily James and the Giant Peach. Lily, what was the second part?
What actor does the voice of an evil cyborg?
Evil cyborg.
Voice.
Invader Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Zim. Lily James Invader Zim.
One of the most famous lines in cinema.
I'll be back.
Weesa gonna die?
Yeah. Yes, Adel.
Frankly, my darling, Weesa gonna die.
Yes.
God with the binks.
Adel just it's basically, have you guys ever seen a phone charge itself?
What is that?
Adel just completely re-energized himself with his own joke.
I don't know why, but inserting Jar Jar Binks into classic movies just really tickled me.
Yeah, we're going to get a text in 2 hours. I know how this goes. Adel's going to think of 100 of these, and then we have to deal with the text.
If I only had a Binks, what else? What else? Sorry, so you said the most famous cyborg in history. Is this like Darth Vader?
Yes. So,
is he a cyborg? James Earl Jones. Lily James Earl Jones.
Thank you. That was exhausting. My God.
Wow. Thank you. Exhausting? Me? Thank you.
Compliment.
When he's holding his hammer, he can fly. But when he's behind the wheel, he drives fast and furious.
Maxwell Vin Diesel. Bang, bang, Thor, silver mule, and they're good.
Wait, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't Maxwell's silver hammer? excuse me.
Oh, the White Album. You just snorted. By far the best Beatles album, in my opinion. Thor, and then Thor Walker. Thor.
Who plays him? It's never going to be the character.
Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth. Chris.
Chris Hemsworth, Vin Diesel.
It's attached to Luda.
Oh, Ludacris Hemsworth.
Ludacris Hemsworth.
Luda. What in the world is in that bag?
What you got in that case?
Cocaine.
He's always looking for new deals on bright neon pictures of unicorns. This is
Bob
my
Barker.
Favorite.
Bright. Max Landis.
This is a person that comes up on our show so often, mostly on our Patreon.
Oh,
Patreon.
Howard Dean.
No. No, but this, okay, I cannot believe it. I've been trying to dodge Howard Dean references for months, and they keep happening. So I'd say this is the woman we mention the most in the show.
Aaron Keefe?
If Howard Dean is the man we talk about the most, poor Howard Dean. And who's the woman?
Stevie Nicks?
She's infamously private.
Elizabeth
J.K. Rowling.
She's infamously
beep
private.
Beep that out. Casey, beep that name.
She has bright neon pictures of unicorns.
Lisa Frank.
Lisa Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And her little diary.
Over on the Patreon, I tried to buy a Lisa Frank zoo. I wanted a zoo that only had Lisa Frank animals in it.
No one's going to comment on my Lisa Frank story.
So the answer is the answer is Howard Dean Lisa Frank?
No.
Wait, I'm sorry. The answer is Lisa Frank. Yeah! Yeah.
No, it's think of who did the New Deal.
Frankly, my darling, I don't give a...
Wait. The New Deal... FDR!
It's Lisa Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Oh. So it was FDR, but it's the full, we had to say the full Monty.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing compares to a bald Irish native who can fight in an octagon.
Sinead O'Connor, what's that guy's name? Connor McGregor.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Nice job. Damn.
A robotic revolutionary in Zombieland.
General Grievous.
This guy's got Star Wars on the fucking brain.
Oh. Well, can you repeat that one?
Westworld, a robotic revolutionary in Zombieland.
You said think of Westworld?
Mm-hmm. For robotic revolutionary.
Ed Harris?
No.
Who else was in that? It was...
I know that there is more episodes of it that I've never seen.
Who were the big stars in Westworld? Aaron Paul was in the third season? The biggest? Ed Harris?
No, I mean, I think that it's the biggest role.
Biggest role.
Biggest role.
Thandi Newton?
It has to be Boston Market. That is got to be the biggest role all of Fast Food.
And it's unlimited.
No, I think that she was, like, especially the first season, super
it's, prevalent. Yes. The daughter from The Wrestler. What's her name?
Huh?
She was in the Beatles
13.
Movie. What's the Beatles movie? Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? Or
She was in 13 Going on 30? Or
no, very the movie famous. 13. Evan Goes Rachel Wood.
Thank you. Evan Rachel Norwegian Wood.
Evan Rachel Wood, and then...
Would you rather? Evan Rachel...
Was in Zombieland. What actor?
Woody Harrelson.
Harrelson, mm-hmm. That's right. Yes.
And then he says, hope you have fun, love you guys, and hope to see a live show soon. Well, if you're in New Jersey, it looks like, Dan, so maybe you can come to our New York live show. If you want to get on a train.
Yeah, if you want to get out of fucking Jersey.
If you want to woke up this morning and get yourself busted.
All right, I did say that I would wait until Dan's riddles, and I have to say, Dan, very good riddles. Thank you.
These are wonderful.
I do thank you.
Very good.
I do decide, this is my choice, to thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Aaron? I'm so sorry. May I see a scene?
Yeah, you can. Let's see how it goes.
So based off of inserting Jar Jar Binks into old-timey movies, I want to see
it.
A scene.
I knew it. He hasn't been listening since that happened. I knew it.
Well, my eyes went completely white, so you can always tell. I want to see a scene. So this is like a 1930s or 40s movie, definitely like black and white era. JPC, you are a legit, you're like whoever the lead is in Maltese Falcon or whoever, like Clark Gable, whatever you are. You are a legit 1930s actor. You are of the times. You speak in the lingo. You have the cadence. You're totally that. Aaron, you're a time traveler from now who goes back in time and finds yourself accidentally on the set of a movie. And you're trying to play along, but you clearly are not of this era, and it's a little out of place.
Ooh, look at the getaway sticks on that getaway vixen.
Not you hitting on me.
Oh, it's me. It's me, all right. And I'm hitting on you. You're a cool glass of soda poured by a jerk.
Okay, well...
And I'd be a jerk if I didn't take this chair and pull it out from behind you and say, would you like to sit down, rest those limber legs?
Okay, well, you're problematic AF. Hold on, let me tweet this. Hold on.
Girl, you're literally sending me. Wait, what's happening? Uh-oh.
You are hotter than a hot bun on a Tuesday. Whoa, what's happening to me?
Cut. That take hit different?
Wait a second.
What's going on?
This director?
Thanks, doll. Let's do another.
This director should be off this project. It's cancel culture run amok.
I should be off this project. You're mid.
What am I saying?
And now I'm back in town. Oh, no, we've switched.
Dab.
It's the boogie-boogie-boogie-boogie-boogie-boogie-boogie me. As you,
see.
Addle, you fell asleep in your cocaine.
Huh? Huh? We're still gonna die.
It's always fun recording a lost episode.
I want to get a clip of Darth Vader going, but through the filter. Through the filter.
Casey, thank you.
Oh, it's worse than I remember, though.
It's so much worse.
Hold on. Here we go. Casey, you're going to know when I want you to play it. Here we go. I'm going to say a quote, and I want you to punctuate it. Luke, I am your...
He fucked you big time.
Which brings the all-time total of times anyone on this podcast has yes-anded Addle to zero.
Okay, surf's up, my guy, 100%. I didn't say that just then. That wasn't me. I yes-and you all the time.
That's fair.
Oh.
Okay, but Casey, I do want to do this. Okay. Hey, guys, we're going on tour soon. We want to go to Rhode Island. We want to go to Montana. Oh. I'm so happy we have that.
Jesus. Do we have any voicemails to play?
Howard Dean, do you want to come on a road trip with us?
Yeah, could be sex.
No, Casey, he's broken. We broke him. Okay, yeah, let's play some voicemails.
Wait for the beep. Hey, riddle. I want to get the calls on the voicemail, and I'll hit play.
Hey, Aaron, Addle, and JPC. I thought I would just share a fun little story about when I was listening to your podcast. A couple weeks ago, I got an email that told me I was going to be a dad. My husband and I have been trying to adopt, and then I got on a walk, and I was listening to you guys as I read the note that we had been matched. So you will always be in my life now, because I'm going to remember that moment for the rest of my life. So thanks for all the laughs and for keeping me laughing through lots of diaper changes and bottle feedings and late nights. I've been listening to you guys a lot while taking care of my new baby. You're all the best. Thanks so much.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Wow.
Happy wow. Howard Dean. Happy Gosh. Howard Dean Scream.
Yes.
Can you name a baby Howard Dean Scream?
Howard Dean Scream.
This child's name is Howard Dean Scream.
Name him Dean Scream.
That's our first and only suggestion.
Or Riddle or Pinch.
What
pistachio.
About whatever your last name is. Ditch it and name this baby Dean S. Cream.
Well, congratulations. That's so
amazing.
Nice.
Congratulations.
And when it's the middle of the night and you're feeding that baby, turn us on and we'll make you feel worse, buddy. We'll make the baby madness even crazier. That is so exciting. That just gave me goosebumps.
That's wonderful.
Congratulations to you and your husband.
R.L. Stein is laying next to you.
What?
R.L. Stein is in bed next to you.
Yeah, we're together. Do you know that he didn't write Goosebumps until he was 49? Something to think about?
Wow.
Did you know that Alan Rickman didn't read Goosebumps until he was 52?
Do you know that Howard Dean didn't scream until he was 50?
So there's still time.
This whole show is ruined.
Here's what I'll say. I know that Wes Craven has passed away. R.I.P. Wes Craven. We stand a king. Whoever handles Wes Craven's estate, I am willing to pay upwards of $5,000.
Oh, my God.
If you will have a new Scream come out, call it Scream 2, whatever you want to call it. When people show up to theaters, they get their popcorn, they see Nicole Kidman go through her whole spiel. We see an hour of trailers. Lights come up on the screen. The lights go down in the theater. Light comes up on the screen. It's just Howard Dean doing that one scream. Roll credits. If you can make that movie scream happen, I
would pay $18 to see it at least five times.
You heard it here. Craven family, $5,018. You tell us what and where.
Here's what I love. Oh, I love that the inspirational thing of being like, Kurt Vonnegut didn't sell a book until he was like 42 years old.
Yeah.
And I love the other side of that, which is like, because that message is you can do it, you know, it's never too late. You can always do something. The Howard Dean scream is like, Howard Dean didn't scream until he was 55. It's like, you could fuck up your life at any moment and it would be done forever. You could fuck your whole life up.
He expressed enthusiasm and his career was ruined.
Ruined. Ruined.
He must have been so devastated watching Donald Trump get elected. Anyway,
yeah.
But you know how my dream is to host a 3-day festival, like Riddle, to host it, and it's like a bunch of different podcasts and improv teams, and all the merch is like summer camp themed, and we have all sorts of events.
We were planning on this actually 2020. We planned on doing it, I believe, the weekend of July 17th or something.
Yeah, we were planning on this.
We were planning on it. We invited another podcast we enjoy, and it all fell apart.
I would say planning is 100% a strong word to describe what we were
doing. I reached out to a theater about it, and they said yes. So what do you mean? But anyways, I think that one of the events should just be a small theater that plays the Howard Dean scream on a loop for the whole festival. And so people can sort of go in recharge.
Team Scream.
Would you buy tickets to that, everybody?
We have to put a moratorium on the Dean scream. We have to end the Dean scream.
Let's do one more voicemail.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Hey, Adel, JPC, and Aaron. I've got a fun and slightly terrifying story. I was taking a nightly walk. It started raining, so I picked up the pace to try to head back to my car. Thunder and lightning, and no exaggeration, maybe 200 feet in front of me, a power line got struck by lightning. And my ears are still ringing. I'm sitting in my car trying to process the consequences of my own mortality. And I just wanted you guys to know that that happened while I was listening to your podcast. So do with that information what you will. Yeah. Love the show. Thanks for doing it.
That is fucking bonkers. How do you...
What a devastating way to find out that God doesn't like our podcast.
I don't know. There's not a court in this land that would convict us. I think we're fine.
Lightning crashes and old mother dies.
Yeah.
Here's how I would spin it. If that was me, if there but for the grace of there is no God, goes I would start wearing, what is it, a very goofy movie, the band Powerline. I would start wearing exclusively Powerline sweaters and shirts and everything. And when people came up to me to talk about the shirt, I would parlay that into me being like, did you know I almost got hit by lightning the other day? By a Powerline?
If that were me, I would just tell people I got hit by lightning, and that's why I am the way I am.
It's a concerning trend that it seems like people might start calling us in an emergency. If you almost get struck by lightning or get struck by lightning, I'd say have us be your third call. I would say not number one. Someone sees a car crash, they call Hey Riddle Riddle.
We're going to start having voicemails that are narrated by Werner Herzog with a disclaimer of like, please do not listen to this voicemail.
When I got into that car accident where I almost died, the very first person I called was this person that I was working on this. Like, I was on my way to shoot a 48-hour film project. I called like that person to be like, hey, I'm not going to come because I got this really bad car crash. And they were like, call the hospital. Like, what are you doing?
Or your family.
Call a doctor. Well, outstanding. I'm glad you're still alive, and I'm glad you're still listening.
Yes. Aaron, besides Howard Dean, is there anything else you'd like to plug?
Sure. I was recently on an episode of Improv is Dead with some of Wetbus, and it was really fun, and that's already out, so you can check that out. Adel, anything to plug?
JPC and I were recently on an episode of Too Scary Didn't Watch. I think we played it last week or 2 weeks ago, but just want to say, if you haven't listened to it, please check it out. We had a really good time talking about Dead Zone, and I really enjoyed it. And also, maybe I already mentioned this. Aaron, you recommended a game called It Takes Two. Jem and I started playing it. It is some of the most fun I've ever had playing a video game. I think you have to have two people in the same room to play it, I believe. Maybe you can play it online, but It is some of the most fun I've ever had playing a video game. Could not recommend it more enough. Aaron, thank you for putting that in my field of vision. JPC, anything to plug?
As always, I am ceding my plug time to read a five-star review. If you want to get your five-star review featured on the show, just leave us a five-star review on iTunes. This five-star review is from Slablo Picasso. Is that a Big Grande?
That's a Big Grande reference.
Yeah, yeah. Slablo Picasso writes, "An absolute joy, truly a wonderfully chaotic concoction of one part friendship, one part improv, and also some riddles sometimes. Very, very funny, earnest, and joyful in an infectious way that will more often than not leave you beaming as the credits play. And not because the episode is finally over. Aaron Addle and John Patrick Cohen make every week brighter without fail. P.S. The Patreon is somehow even better. Truly one of the reviews of all time. Anyway, I've been wanting to talk to you guys about this cool new idea I'm jazzed about called Reaganomics."
Wait, okay, so Did he say in the review, truly one of the reviews of all time?
It says truly one of the reviews of all time. Now, here's what I will say. I do think that when you type in a review on iTunes, I don't think it gives you like a spell check thing.
It gives you a word count, so you have to be...
Yeah, you're typing into a form. So there's a lot of mistakes in these reviews, and I do think it's very funny to read them as is.
That's so funny. I actually have one more riddle for you guys.
Oh, please.
From Kat earlier.
Okay, earlier.
I think these were the snack ones. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
"I am the last child of a titan who ate all my siblings before me. When I overthrew him, I married my sister, who I discovered was really quite boring. I slept all around, and the proof can be found in the stars and space above you. For much to my shame, the astronomers gave the names of my partners to my moons."
Well, I know the guy, the god who ate his own son, very famous portrait. Maybe it's a photo. We don't know.
We don't know.
The technology that they had. But I know that was Jupiter. What is his name?
Kronos.
Juniper. Kronos. Bye forever.
And that's why Boris Johnson is stepping down. Parliamentary elections will be held. The Tory leadership must remain strong if we are ever to overcome. It's actually a very important distinction, and that's that the Labour governor.
Frankly, my darling, we's gonna die.
I'm not stopping it. You have to listen to the whole thing.
I'm not doing it. Turn it off, Casey. Why is it so fucking long? What the fuck?
We regret to inform you that JPC, Aaron Keefe, and Adol Fai have died.
No.
Oh my god, that's what you would hear if you went to Hey Riddle Riddle Hell, is that...
Oh my god.
I think my neighbors are banging on my on my front door.
Yeah, there's definitely banging coming from inside of my head.
The banging is coming from inside your head.
I honestly keep all of it. If anything, add more Howard Dean streams and posts. Hey there, JFs and DBs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We have Jesse Farrar and Mike Hale from the Your Kickstarter Sucks podcast on to play a little game of real or fake. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get those ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum podcast.